Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports.
Mike Lefko and Dave Wyman with you here. We're joined now by Seahawks offensive lineman Olu Atimi. Olu, how's year one been? How's the rookie year been in the NFL so far?
Man, it's been good. Just learning every week, getting better, trying to progress, and just keeping my head down. So it's been a good experience so far.
So do the veterans like you?
Yeah, I think they do in our O-line room. You know, they give me the normal rookie treatment, but I think they like me.
So, yeah, they like the ones that don't say a whole lot. You come off as kind of a quiet guy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe in your second year, third year, you can start to talk a little nasty. But, yeah, they typically like that, right?
Yep.
Who are the guys in your room that are kind of the ringleaders as far as, like, kind of setting the tone and things like that?
Evan, for sure. Him just being our starting center. We got Phil Haynes. We got D. Lou. And Charles don't say much, but he just leads by example. I mean, he's a hell of a player and tries to sharpen his tool. When you see a guy like the highest pick in the room, how hard he works, then, that I view that as a leader.
Yeah.
What have you learned from Evan? You mentioned him, and you guys had that good competition all the way through training camp, and then him winning that starting spot. When you were watching him, what have you picked up from playing the center position in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I pick his brain, so it's not just what I see him doing out there, but, I ask him questions like, why did he do that? Or what was he seeing? I might have thought I would have did this, but he's telling me why. What he did, it might be better, and we're just bouncing ideas off each other. But he's been in this league, I think this is year six for him, so just all the information he's been through and all the games and snaps he's been taking at guard and center, like, I'm just trying to learn from him as much as I can.
Yeah, you came in for a play in Detroit down on the goal line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, for whatever reason, Rabel and I, like, recognized it right away. There's Olu, he's in, and he had a nice block there, too.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, is it? How did you get nerves or anything like that when you first went in the first snap, which I'm not sure which game that was, but
I honestly didn't get no nerves. We were on a goal line. It was kind of like just snap and strain and block and just try to finish your man into the end zone. And that's what I did. It wasn't really like I didn't have to think too much about making a certain point and things of that nature. So I was able to just play free.
Yeah.
So what's your mindset like during games? Because you're not starting, but you obviously have to stay ready, like on that Monday night game. How do you stay focused and ready to come in at any moment?
I mean, it's just the whole week of preparation. Mm-hmm. So just preparing each day, that knowing, like, studying the plays, getting with Evan and asking him questions and things of that nature. And then in practice, I'm taking mostly scout team reps. So when the offense is going, then just watching what they're doing, talking with Andy and he's telling me what I should be looking at, what I should be seeing, and then just sharpening my tools against the ones defense. So when I get on game day, I'm practicing against great competition all week. And then on game day, like, I know I'm not in the starting role, but just getting my body loose, getting ready to play if I'm called on, and if I'm called on, then just go and play ball.
Hey, so I got to know Jim Harbaugh a little bit when he was coaching at Stanford. And then, when he got in with the Niners, there was a really healthy, good rivalry between the Seahawks, and he's with the Niners. But as far as, what you learned from him, did he – there's a lot of talk that he really has, like, a pro-style offense, and that's how they practice and stuff like that. Do you feel like – him being there at Michigan helped you prepare for the NFL?
100%. The way we do the week is very similar to how the NFL does the week, and with a little bit of more college feel because we got more guys on the team. Yeah. But it's similar, and we run great schemes that prepare us for the league and things of that nature. So I definitely benefited going to Michigan.
Has there been anything noticeably different, though, speed of the game or things that you realize, okay, well, these guys move a little bit quicker. I have to be a little bit quicker on my block here. I have to be more prone to do this one way or another. What's really stood out to you about the differences in the NFL game?
Yeah, I would just say guys are way more smarter. Mm-hmm. They study. They study snap counts, so they're getting jump on a snap count. So you got to be anticipating snap counts. Guys that they know how to play to their skill set. Like people always ask me, what's the difference? I'm like, D linemen now, like guys with great length, they know how to keep linemen off of them. Mm-hmm. Guys with great power, they know how to continue to press the pocket or two gap and things of that nature. Where in college, I feel like guys were still figuring themselves out. Like they could be dominant, and sometimes they didn't have to win with technique. But on this level, I feel like D lineman plays to their skill set and are very technique sound.
How cool was that to have a teammate here, Mike Morris, get drafted? Yeah. And I remember when they were actually interviewing him, I think he reacted to you being drafted, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But that must have made it kind of a nice, I don't want to say soft landing, but made it a little bit easier, right?
No, it was awesome. It was awesome just seeing Mike get drafted here, because I remember on draft day, my brother ran into the room because I was playing cards. I stopped watching draft at that point. I was playing cards and he ran. He was like, "Mike just got drafted." I was like, "Where?" He's like, "Seattle." I was like, "Oh, that's lit." And then like literally like 2 minutes later, my phone rang and Seattle drafted me. But it's awesome. But my agent and people were telling me I landed in a great franchise and organization. So I was happy. Whether, you know, I'm happy Mike got drafted here, but I was happy. Either way.
Right. What card game were you guys playing?
We were playing Spades.
Spades, of course. Nice.
Love it.
I was just talking to, I think, was it Jarek Reed, somebody, or Dre Jones. Anyway, they were talking about, do you, like, slap the cards down and stuff like that? Do you make a show out of it?
It depends on how much trash talking is going on. Like, if the opposing team is trash talking, then, you know, when you got a good hand and it's your time to lay it on them, you're gonna hit it hard.
you're always playing team spades, right? You're going with four?
We always like playing partner.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
You get mad at your partner? You have to really choose who your partner's going to be, right?
Yeah, it depends. Like, I mean, I get mad at my partner sometimes, and it costs me, like, sometimes when I'm playing my girlfriend, I get mad at her, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny because my wife always beats me in cards, no matter what card game. One time I threw the cards, and this was like two, three years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a grown man, supposedly. I was throwing the cards because I got mad, and she's like, "You're a big baby."
So you got to be on the same team, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But, Olu, you mentioned Andy Dickerson. Can you kind of take us through his impact? Because we don't get to speak to the assistants much, but we've noticed how good this offensive line has been this year. What has he done? What does he do well that has helped you adjust to the NFL game?
Andy just does a great job of the guys that are going to be up on game day, making sure that they're keyed in, even if they're not getting offensive reps during the week, just making sure that they're locked in, giving them certain tips and reminders. Because for the most part, we run our base plays, just dress them up a little different, different motions and things to attack a defense. But on certain special plays, like keeping guys keyed in to what they need to do and what they need to look at. So if you are thrusting on game day, then you have trust in yourself that you know what you're going to do, so you can just go play ball. And one quote he said on Monday, because the announcer during the Monday night game, they were like, the Seahawks with their makeshift offensive line. Andy was like, "This is not no makeshift offensive line. This is a made offensive line. Like, you guys, the whole offseason, you guys had 100% attendance. Like, you guys buy in. You guys work hard. You guys support and challenge each other." So, you know, Andy just does a great job of setting the tone for the room, and we just kind of follow.
That's cool that he does do that, because you should. You're a pro. You know, I mean, you, especially for a guy like you that's a younger guy, that you feel like you belong there. It seems like that's part of the coaching. Like, same thing with Gino. I feel like he trusts you guys. No matter who's in there, it's like he's gonna operate, call the same type of plays, and I feel like that kind of helps with the confidence.
That's 100. That's big, because, like, in this league, you got to play with confidence. If you lose your confidence, no matter how talented you are, you're going to lose. So just having a coach that instills that confidence in you, no matter who's in, he doesn't expect it to be drop off. He's not going to cuddle you or anything. Like, he just expects excellence, and he pours that into you. So that's awesome.
Well, Olu, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here. I know it's been a long day, and you have some team activities to do, some O-line bonding to get to. So
he's late for a spades game.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's a big – I didn't want to ask, but
– Who would be your teammate as far as a spade partner here?
Exactly.
Who did I play with last? Joey Hunt or Boye Mafe? Okay. Yeah, I'll play with anybody.
You didn't get mad at him, did you?
I ain't get mad.
All right. They played right.
They were doing what they were supposed to do.
I was going to say, I didn't want to bring it up either, but when you guys go do team dinners, like O-line dinners, it probably gets pretty, you know, competitive, right? You guys put away some food, I imagine.
Shoot, I mean, some of us got to watch our weight. So we eat a nice meal. We enjoy each other's company and just fellowship for real.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds like it's been a fun start and a great start to your NFL career. So thanks for joining us, and congrats so far on the good start to the season.
Appreciate that.
That is Seahawks rookie offensive lineman Olu Oluwatimi. The Seahawks Player Spotlight is presented by Quantum Fiber.